the President of the United States is a racist. What else is new? Friday, January 12th, 2018. This is Pierre Ferva with our news. Kicking off on a rather grim note, our 12th year of Unnews Audio. Friday, January 12th, 2018. Washington. Due to squabbling among our news team, we at Unnews have been actively trying to tread lightly on serious or decidedly non-funny stories, particularly those pertaining to Donald Trump. Trust us, we've been holding back the urge to call him out. As per some unwritten rule, every single Unnews article absolutely must be at least mildly funny. Bring the jokes or go home. You can only shoehorn so many fart jokes into a serious article. But we can't just sit back and let this one go. We're not gonna pretend everything's rosy, perfect, and sane. The tweeting orangutan has crossed the line. There is no going back. During a Thursday meeting at the Oval Office about immigration, these words came out of Trump's mouth. These are his exact words. Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? Donald John Trump, 45th President of the United States, January 11th, 2018, on immigration. No. No, no. Donald John Trump, the 45th President of the United States, actually said this. This is not a joke. The President of the United States is a racist. The Washington Post says it. CNN says it. Twitter says it. CNN's Anderson Cooper and especially Don Lemon say it.
This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon. The President of the United States is racist. All of us already knew that.
And now we at Unnews say it. We're still waiting for Fox News to grow a pair and follow suit and censure the man holding the highest office in the land. But they're a bunch of unevolved apes and cavemen, so fuck 'em. Trump spent a good portion of his bad campaign insisting that he was was the least racist person you'll ever meet. Now, in the wake of this latest development, I can say with absolute confidence, if indeed Trump is the least racist person, as he claims, we as a nation and as human beings are truly fucked. Trump also claims there was no collusion with Russia, and he's been a known liar all his life, so why the hell should we trust him now of all times. If El Presidente, Senor Trump, were a certain wooden puppet, his nose would reach all the way to Pluto, minimum. It would penetrate the Stargate from 2001 to Space Odyssey and stab Dave in the heart. The monolith, witnessing every moment, set to Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra. Bum, 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 bum. There's no turning back and backpedaling this one. Donald Trump is a disgusting excuse for a human being. We've known all along that he was a racist. But this is a plain and simple confession. He's an admitted sexual predator. Remember the whole grab him by the pussy fiasco? He has claimed that if Ivanka weren't his daughter, I'd be dating her. He thinks all Mexicans are drug dealers and rapists and wants to build a wall along the border. Flip-flopping on whether he wants us or Mexico to pay for it. He wants to end the Dream Act. The Dreamer Act. He wants to undo Obama's legacy. He wants his rich asshole friends to avoid paying taxes that we can damn well, that they can damn well afford to pay, while the poor and middle class only get poorer. He wants to take your health care away. He wants to take away your free press. He wants to strengthen libel laws so that nobody can speak out against him. Hell, even Bush wasn't this bad, and he caused the war in Iraq and the Great Recession and the word nuclear. House and Senate Republicans, or at least what's left of the scumbags, must find their backbone, grow a pair, and impeach this racist, treasonous, deplorable president asterisk before he kills us all. Hillary Clinton would never have said those words. Bernie Sanders would never have said those words. Obama would never have said those words. Bill Clinton, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Lincoln, Washington, Franklin and Teddy Roosevelt, even Bush. Nixon would thumb his nose at the racist in chief. Mr. Trump, kindly go fuck yourself. And now, back to the jokes and tomfoolery. I feel good. This is PF Forever with Unnews. Kicking off 12 years of Unnews audio.